Scorching European heatwave turns deadly in Spain and France, date modified colon 2025-07-02T10:42:44.419Z, description colon 2 people were found dead by firefighters tackling a blaze in Spain's Catalonia region, Scorching European heatwave turns deadly in Spain and France, 44 minutes ago, save, Malu Cursino BBC News, save, Getty Images, 2 people were found dead by firefighters tackling a blaze in Spain's Catalonia region on Tuesday, as Europe endures scorching temperatures during the ongoing heatwave. In a statement, Catalan authorities said the 2 bodies were found after firefighters extinguished a fire in the Torre Feta area, near the town of Cosco. Another 2 heat-related fatalities were recorded in France, the country's ecological transition minister said, adding that more than 300 people were treated by firefighters on Tuesday. The European continent is experiencing extremely high temperatures, a phenomenon that the UN's climate agency said is becoming more frequent due to human-induced climate change. For Spain and England, the month of June marked their hottest June since records began. Spain's weather service, EMET, said last month's average temperature of 23.6 C, 74.5 F, pulverized records, surpassing the normal average for July and August. Firefighters worked throughout Tuesday night in Catalonia to define the perimeter of both the Torre Feta and Florjax fires, according to the region's fire service. In a statement on Wednesday, the fire service said their efforts were focused on establishing the perimeter, extinguishing fires in buildings, and ruling out any more victims. As of 22:37 local time on Tuesday, 21:37 BST, Catalonia's emergency services established they were working in a perimeter of about 6,500 hectares, which is about 40 kilometers, 25 miles, long. According to reports by Spanish media, the 2 people killed in the fire in Cosco were the owner of a farm and a worker. The pair were aged 32 and 45. Firefighters said they found the 2 bodies lifeless when tackling the blaze. Catalonia's regional president, Salvador Illa, said he would be visiting the area. Spanish forecaster EMET predicts that Wednesday will see highs of 41 C in Córdoba, a city in southern Spain. Heatwaves are becoming more common due to human-caused climate change, according to the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Extreme hot weather will happen more often and become even more intense, as the planet continues to warm, it has said. France's ecological transition minister, Agnès Pannier-Runacher, said the 2 deaths in her country were a result of heat-related illness. It comes as France registered its second hottest June since records began in 1900. June 2025 only trails behind June 2023, when the country also experienced intense heat. 4 departments in France remain on the red alert level for heat, the highest level. These include Aube, Cher, Loiret, and Yonne, according to the country's weather service, Meteo France. The forecaster predicts some storms in parts of eastern France, with highs of 37 C in Metz in the northeast. In Italy, 2 construction workers in Tez Sul Brenta, in the province of Vicenza, were rushed to hospital at 15:30 local time on Tuesday because they fell ill as a result of the heat while working in a hole. One of the workers is in a coma, according to reports by Italian news agency ANSA, who report that he was resuscitated, intubated and taken to San Bassiano Hospital by helicopter. Intense heat on Tuesday led to power outages in Florence city center, due to a peak in consumption from air conditioners and some underground electrical cables overheating, Italian media reported. The blackout on Tuesday afternoon meant homes, hotels, and shops were without power. ATMs were also out of action and alarm systems in shops and other business premises were deactivated. In Bergamo, the overheating of underground cables also caused a power outage in half of the city. On one side towards Piazza della Libertà, the lights were on and people could congregate outside, while on the other, towards Sentierone, no electricity meant dark shop fronts and little to no nightlife. The blackout in Bergamo on Tuesday spanned several hours, with no power between 1600 hours and 2246 local time. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, which is the UN's weather and climate agency, said on Tuesday that human-induced climate change means extreme heat is becoming more frequent and intense. In a statement, the WMO added, "The effect of heat on human health is more pronounced in cities as a result of the urban heat island effect. This is where urban environments are significantly warmer than surrounding rural areas, especially during hot periods, due to an abundance of paved surfaces, buildings, vehicles, and heat sources. This additional heat in cities exacerbates heat stress and can increase mortality during hot periods," the agency said. "How unusual is this UK heat and is climate change to blame? Four ways climate change worsens extreme weather, a simple guide to climate change. Europe heatwaves.